Our next speaker, Kimberly Wright, is the Executive Director of Midwest Environmental Advocates. Before she took that job, she served as the Director of Conservation Programs for the Nature Conservancy and as the Executive Director for Domestic Abuse Intervention Services. And when we were talking backstage just now, she said that she feels there's a really strong connection between the issues of domestic abuse and the environmental devastation that she's dealing with now. The same feelings of powerlessness, the same feelings of violation, the same searching for an advocate. I thought it was a powerful connection, and I hadn't thought of it before. She's here today to talk about the kickoff of a citizen petition to stop frack sand mining. Please welcome Kimberly Wright.
Good afternoon. The one title Ruth didn't mention is the most important one. I'm the luckiest woman in Wisconsin. There's a lot of bad news, a lot of horrible things we see, but I am incredibly lucky that I work all over the state with citizens working together, Democrats and Republicans sitting around kitchen tables, solving the really serious environmental problems in their community. And I wish I could project the beautiful people in my head so you could see them all. So Ruth mentioned this citizen-led petition. I couldn't think of a better place to kick this off than BobFest. This is about frack sand mining. How many of you have been out in the areas and seen this landscape scale destruction? So we've gone from a handful of mines to 200 operating and permitted mines in just a short few years. This industry, the laws that govern this industry were designed for sand and gravel pits. And if you've seen it, there are thousands of acres in one facility. Those laws are not adequate. The DNR, the laws they do have, really aren't able, the good men and women of DNR, really aren't able to implement or enforce the laws. Citizens have had to take on the costs and burdens of buying science, organizations like mine of bringing law, because our own government isn't functioning for us. This citizen-led petition, the purpose of the petition, is to ask the Natural Resources Board to demand that the Department of Natural Resources do cumulative impact analyses on all the many, many, many problems associated with frack sand. There's a 25-page petition that brings all these many problems together on our website. I'll mention our website at the end, but I think someone actually was going to pass around petitions. So what we need is sound science and citizen participation to be the bottom of decision-making, to be the middle of decision-making, to be the top of decision-making. So I just want to list some of the problems that the people that are behind this petition have to deal with. They have light and noise, industrial noise, 24/7. There can be 800 trucks going by your house day by day by day. Foundations cracking from blasting and not getting any sort of help from the industry responsible. We got a call last week from a man who's got sand caked on his screens so he can't see out the windows, and the sand collects faster than he can clean it off. That's really scary. We're working with two communities on two legal challenges to air pollution permits that were issued by DNR that were technically insufficient. The tiny respirable crystalline dust from this industry acts like asbestos. It goes deep in one's lungs. It's got little edges, and it sticks there and, you know, sets off a whole cascade of autoimmune responses. It's a known carcinogen. There are OSHA standards in the workplace that protect people. A couple of years ago, a really great group of citizens petitioned the DNR to make this dust a hazardous air pollutant so there'd be a legal standard to protect their health in their homes. They were basically ignored. So, I mean, there's something wrong when there are standards to protect workers, and there are people whose homes, if those standards applied, would have to wear full body suits and respirators at their homes. I mean, people are literally fighting for their lives. I know that you probably all heard about the bills that were floated just a few months ago about taking local control away. We know how that goes. If anybody lives near a factory farm, communities used to be able to keep factory farms out. But in 2006, the legislature and governor took all local control away from folks, and now they don't. Communities are ruined by these things. Frac sand. We don't want that playbook to happen again. So one of the hopes we have for this petition is that there's local control. That's one of the tools people have. So the fights are here, 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 here. So there's hundreds and hundreds of people working hard in their communities, but it's hard to see them as a visible group because they're all really busy fighting locally. So we hope that this petition is a place where all of those people who are working hard and have those concerns, that they can be counted together. And they can go, they deserve to have their government working for them. They shouldn't have to buy science and then sue their government to use it. So like I said, on our website is all the information, MidwestEnvironmentalAdvocates.org. We've got a booth. Please come and talk to us about it. We've got a lot of information about the petition. And because this is a citizen-led petition, we've got two community meetings. The town of Howard in the town hall Thursday, September 18th at 7:30, and in the Arcadia town hall Tuesday, September 23rd at 7. And those will be gathering places for people to get ready to go out and collect signatures. No, Town of Howard is in Chippewa County and Arcadia is in Trempealeau County. And those are the two counties that are hit the hardest. Just for an example of why we need this petition and why we need the science, Trempealeau County, in a very small area, there's like 10 frac sand mines processing, lots of transport. And the quality of background air that the DNR is using for air permits is clean air. There's very little clean air in Trempealeau County. So we need, the science is really, really important, and I hope you'll consider joining with all the citizens that live in these areas and are fighting hard, really fighting for their lives. And again, like I said at the beginning, I feel so lucky that I know there are people all over the state working together across partisan boundaries. They know that air and water aren't partisan issues. They care about the future. And I'm so proud to have any part in working with and for these people. Ordinary people like you and me are the only group of people that have consistently looked out for the rights of future generations for all time. We are powered by love, and we can't be corrupted by dark money. So get out there and fight. Have a good Bob Fest.